The Western Lacrosse Association recently announced its 2023 All-Star teams and award winners, and some new Westminster Salmonbellies made the cut. The first team All-Stars include defenseman Drew Belgrave of the Salmonbellies, along with Adam Weedman of the Nanaimo Timbermen. Belgrave brought an abundance of poise, experience and athleticism to the Salmonbellies' defense, tallying 8 points in 16 games, said a WLA news release. The WLA's first All-Star team also includes Langley Thunder goaltender, Frank Scigliano, who finished the regular season with 497 saves and a .858 save percentage. On offense, the first team included Hayden Dixon of the Salmonbellies, who topped the league in goals, with 53, Zach Manns of the Nanaimo Timbermen, who led all WLA players in scoring in the regular season, with 89 points, and Curtis Dixon of the Langley Thunder, who finished with 66 points in 12 games. New Westminster defender Brett Majdieski was named to the second All-Star team, joining goalie Cam Dunkerley from the Victoria Shamrocks and defenders Bennett Smith from the Victoria Shamrocks and Bobby Kidd from the Langley Thunder. Robert Church and Dane Dobby from the Langley Thunder, along with Jacob Dunbar from the Burnaby Lakers, were named to the second All-Star team on offense. The Western Lacrosse Association has also announced the winners of its 2023 season awards. A year after being named the league's Rookie of the Year, New West's Hayden Dixon was named Most Valuable Player, sharing the award with Zach Manns of the Nanaimo Timbermen. Rory McDade, head coach of the New Westminster Salmonbellies, shared 2023 Coach of the Year honors with two Nanaimo Timbermen coaches, Brian Nicula and John Nicholson. Following the 2017 season, the New Westminster Senior A Salmonbellies announced that McDade, a former Junior A player in New West, would be taking on the role as the team's head coach. McDade, who had coached the Burnaby Lakers in Senior A lacrosse from 2013 to 2016, was previously named the WLA's top coach in 2013. Nicula is no stranger to New West, having grown up in the city and played junior lacrosse in New Westminster from 1983 to 1986. In 1986, he was a call-up on the New Westminster Senior A Salmonbellies Man Cup-winning team and had 9 points in 10 games. Other WLA awards included Outstanding Goalie, Frank Scigliano of the Langley Thunder, Rookie of the Year, Jacob Dunbar of Burnaby Lakers, Value and Sportsmanship Award, Gordy Phillips of the Burnaby Lakers, Top Defensive Player, Adam Weedman of the Nanaimo Timbermen, and Unsung Hero Award, Vinny Ritchie of the Coquitlam Adanacs. Zach Manns of Nanaimo took the Scoring Leader and 3 Stars Awards. Playoff action starts Wednesday. The New Westminster Salmonbellies and the Langley Thunder will vie for the WLA Championship, and the opportunity to play in the 2023 Man Cup, starting on Wednesday. The best of 7 WLA finals begin on Wednesday, August 16 at Queen's Park Arena. Game 2 is on Friday, August 18 at the Langley Events Center, Game 3 is on Sunday, August 20 at Queen's Park Arena, and Game 4 is on Tuesday, August 22 in Langley. Other games, as needed, are scheduled for Thursday, August 24 in New West, Saturday, August 26 in Langley, and Tuesday, August 29 at Queen's Park Arena. All games begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of the WLA Finals will host the Major Series Lacrosse Champion and compete for the Man Cup in September. Back East, the Peterborough Century 21 Lakers will face the Major Series Lacrosse regular season champion Six Nations Chiefs in the best of 7 MSL Championship Series starting on Tuesday, August 15. The Lakers have won the past 4 Man Cups, defeating New Westminster 4-2 in 2017, blanking the Maple Ridge Barrards in 4 games in 2018, beating the Victoria Shamrocks 4-1 in 2019 and taking out the Langley Thunder 4-3 in the 2022, the first series after a 2-year break due to COVID. Victoria was the last BC team to hoist the Man Cup, winning the National Lacrosse Championship in 2005. New Westminster, which last won a Man Cup in 1991, is looking to win its 25th Man Cup.